Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Gordon Denlinger of the 99th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Denlinger, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, busy week in Harrisburg, but there's a lot of issues kicking around that are not quite resolved, and one of those has to do with something called prevailing wage, which is something that's kind of important to local governments in terms of the amount of money they have to pay to have projects done. What's going on here?
Yes, there's been a lot of debate on the prevailing wage issue over recent months, and certainly it is of prime importance, particularly to property taxpayers, folks who foot the bill for municipalities and schools in our communities. And essentially, it is a state-mandated rate of pay for the workers who build our schools, do the construction projects, and in particularly our area, it mandates that wages be paid at the Philadelphia rate. There are attempts to bring some modernization to the law, which goes back into the early 1960s. There is an attempt to adjust the threshold, if you will, for inflation. In fact, currently that is set in law at $25,000, again, which has not changed since 1963. We seek to take that up significantly. Beyond that, we're trying to, through this change, create consistent job classifications. What is an electrician? What is a plumber? What are these different definitions in law, which will, I think, help free labor, if you will, to give them a standardized set of classifications across the state. And these do vary by region. And then beyond that, converting our road maintenance, just those routine repavings that happen in our municipalities, bring them back into a non-prevailing wage status. This was something that had not been prevailing wage designated until the Rendell administration made it so roughly 5 or 6 years ago. And so we are attempting to make some of these small changes, but some needed changes to a law that's been on the books for over 50 years.
And speaking of working on road projects and job classifications for that, there's something called 3Ps that's been kicking around Harrisburg for a long time, and that has to do with utilizing some private capital to do some public jobs. What's going on here?
P3 is, of course, a public-private partnership, being the 3Ps, is an idea that has been considered and has not yet made it into law in Pennsylvania. Of course, we all know that we're struggling on the idea of funding our transportation system, roads and bridges and so forth. So innovative ideas where we bring in potentially a profit motive into the mix of road construction is something that I think we need to take a good hard look at. One idea, for instance, that would fall under this is the idea of putting a second deck on the Schuylkill Expressway, where a company would come in and construct the second deck, and for a fee, you could go up on that deck and sail on down to Philadelphia in a much less congested manner, or you could stay on the lower deck and ride it for free, but sit sometimes parked, quite frankly, with other people. So this idea has been used in other states. It certainly has success in certain areas, so we would like to see it move forward. The big sticking point at this time is, again, that prevailing wage issue we were just talking about, and whether the inclusion of any state dollars or federal dollars takes us into prevailing wage status. So that's the nature of the debate at this point, but I do hope to see something move through on that within the next month or two.
And speaking of things that have moved through both the House and the Senate, we were recently successful in putting forward a bill that will save county governments money to eliminate a position that a lot of people consider sort of vestigial.
Yes, something that goes back in time is the jury commissioner system that we've had across Pennsylvania. And thankfully, this past week, we sent through House Bill 1644, sponsored by Representative George Dunbar of Western Pennsylvania. And that has now made it to the governor's desk. And we do hear that the governor will sign into law a provision that allows counties to disband that office. Quite frankly, today, we use computers to generate lists of those who will serve on jury panels. And there's really not a need to have people who are being paid in those row offices. And so I think it's a good move, good for the taxpayer, and really brings our system into the 21st century.
And I understand you recently put forward a citation for a local resident. What's going on here?
Yes, it was my honor to celebrate and honor Mr. Jeffrey Myers of Ephrata. Jeffrey is a developmentally disabled adult who is in his mid-30s and is provided care by a young lady named Cynthia. And over her objections, Jeffrey recognized that she was going through a heart attack, and he dialed 911, waited outside for the ambulance to arrive, rode with her in the ambulance, and made sure that she was okay, and really excited to see this young man step forward. He faces a lot of challenges in life, but he saw a life or death issue was at stake, and Cynthia is alive and with us today because of the actions of Jeffrey Myers. And again, it was my high honor to provide a citation for him on behalf of a thankful community.
Representative Denlinger, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Gordon Denlinger.